What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act One, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act Two to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. The Eric Sancho Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, where I will be. I will be at Impact Power Sports coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. And if it wasn't already a great opportunity to come hang out, because we can say hi and you can like ride ATVs and side-by-sides through the parking lot and shit like that. But I'm bringing not one, not two, not three, but four dogs. That's right. Four dogs. EZ, why in the world would you bring four dogs to Impact Power Sports for their open house, their grand reopening? Well, I'm doing that because it's considerably north of where I live. And on Saturday, I am going up north to Fear Bunker North. And it just doesn't add up in my brain to go all the way to Rockford and then have to drive back to Hudsonville, get the dogs, and go up. So I'm bringing the dogs and all of my gear with me to that I need to spend a couple days up north with Charity Scam Mike and Danny Terrio. Not Danny Terrio from Dance Fever, but Danny Terrio, close family friend. So easy, four dogs. Stevie says O'Neill in person. Yeah, you can, Stevie, you can spend the whole time we're there together with him. He can be on your leash. You can be the chaperone for O'Neill if you like. You can take O'Neill, and then if he tries to eat his poop, you can put him away, and you can get Darla. So you actually would be a huge... help to me if you wanted to do that. Two people with the same joke. Becca Shea and Kenny say give him a bath in the sink. No, that is reserved for one Hurricane Ashley, who doesn't really hang out with us anymore, it seems like. I don't know why. I think she's busy with work. I don't think she's pissed off. I just think she's working. It's probably for the best. That was one of the craziest things ever. There we are at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I think it was the car show. And the like the local pound puppy place brought some dogs you can adopt. An idiot picks up this puppy, and in her brain, this is a conversation she has with herself.
Oh, God. I think this dog smells a little funny. I don't like the way this dog smells. Oh, my God. Fuck you, puppy. I hate you, puppy. I love you. Oh, my God. Suck my dick.
And we're like, what? And she did, she just said that to herself. We didn't even know she did it. Now, the dog smelled fine. She goes into the restroom at Irvine's, puts the puppy in the sink, and washes it, gives it a bath in the sink. She, like, you know, pumps the hand soap and then gives the dog a bath in the sink. Now, Stevie says, however, that the puppy did smell like urine. Now, I didn't catch that. I didn't think it did, but if it did, all right. But that's still, it's remarkable. So then she comes walking outside. She got the dog. She's holding it.
Oh, this fucking dog is fucking clean. Oh, my God. Fuck you. Oh, my God. I love you, puppy. Fuck off.
She puts the dog down. The dog goes walking to the parking lot. It's soaking wet. That's at about the time that it started to run up to me. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
I just gave the dog a bath. It's fine. I did everyone a favor by watching the dog. Oh, my God. fuck shit. Oh, my God.
Kenny says, new Patreon game. Is it Hurricane Ashley or the NFK? Speaking of the NFK, yesterday was the first time that he has left the house since the last time he had a doctor's appointment. It was liver check day. So he had, I had talked to you that he had the MRI done on Saturday, and there was some concern whether or not the results would be in time for him to meet with the physician's assistant about his cirrhosis and whatnot. But I got a call before we even left for the appointment that says, we have the results. They are unremarkable. We still see the cirrhosis. We see no real progression of it. And I go, well, this is good because I'm actually off right now to take him to see the PA. And she goes, oh, I did not know that. I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, yeah, I see it right here. Okay, off you go. We go to the PA's office. And she describes the NFK as boring. And that's what I'm understanding you want. He has been a model patient. No alcohol since like 2.5 years ago when he first met with these people. I'll never forget that. He sat down with the doctor, not the PA. He tells her how much that he's drinking, and she goes, okay, well, you have cirrhosis. You cannot drink anymore. And he hasn't had a drop of alcohol at all since then. She scared the shit out of him. And it's stopped the progression of the disease dead in its tracks. And I'll never forget because she said, she goes, typically, the majority of the people that I meet in this scenario that have cirrhosis, I'm telling them that there's nothing they can do. They can drink all they want or they cannot drink at all. They're going to die. Once in a while, though, she says, I get a patient like you who just by chance has just started cirrhosis. You still possess all of the keys to keep your liver healthy and happy, though you still do have cirrhosis. And he's like, his eyes are as big as saucers. And that's all it took. That's all it took. And since then, he's been so focused, laser focused, and hasn't had a drop to drink. And that is fantastic news, frankly. So she describes him as a boring patient, and all is good. And she says, but I need you to go downstairs to the first floor and get some blood tests done. You owe us some blood. No problem. We go downstairs. And there's a bunch of people in there waiting for the same thing. And he's sitting next to me. And I'm looking at my phone. And then all of a sudden, he wants my attention because he's like talking with his hands and he's speaking something. And I couldn't quite get it. He must have like wanted to keep his voice down or something like that. And he's like having this conversation. And so I go, what's up? And he goes, oh, nothing. I'm just talking to myself. And I'm like, oh, boy. Now, that's a very common thing, but I hadn't seen it where it was. I'm seated directly next to him. It's usually when he's across the room when he'll be doing that. So I go, oh, okay. So then we're driving home. And I'm in my truck. We're cruising along. And I'm like looking out of the corner of my eye like this. I'm giving him the old side eye. I want to see what he's up to. And his lips are moving. He's having a conversation. He's doing something. I couldn't figure out what. And then I figured it out. Because he's all about rituals too with this obsessive compulsiveness. And then he makes a sign of the cross like Catholics do. He does it twice with his right hand, and then he does it with his left hand too. And I'm like, uh-oh. But then it dawns on me, he's praying. And I'm like, oh my God. So he's doing okay. He is fine. He's healthy as a horse. Of those blood tests that he took, you know, I get all the results. And there's like a bar, and it's green in the middle and yellow on the ends. You always want it in the green. And I don't even know what any of this fucking shit means. These are all, they're called tumor markers. They use it as a baseline to determine any, because there's a proclivity for a person going through what he's going through to develop liver cancer. Okay. So they take this blood and, it's like 15 things, and they're all in the green. So then they go and they evaluate, and if it's fucked up, they call me, and then we're on to the next step. But I think he's good. And then this this PA has a question or a statement, as Jeremy writes, I'm not a doctor. Does the liver heal itself over time, or is the damage permanent? The damage from cirrhosis is permanent. So what that is what would be a normal functioning liver cell over time is destroyed cell by cell by the toxins produced when a liver starts to malfunction because of alcohol. That's what cirrhosis is. So then the material that was a healthy component of the liver on a cellular level becomes scar. And you do that enough, cells, more and more, the liver is no longer, each one of those cells no longer has a, cannot perform in any way. So if you're out of, cells, you're going to die. But no alcohol, no cellular death. It won't progress. You can stop it in its tracks. So that's awesome. And she goes like this. She goes, okay. Any yellowing of your eyes? Any fatigue? Any this? Any that? And no. Okay, good. any blood in your stool, any coffee ground like feces in the toilet, anything like that. No, no, no. And she said, now look, if that happens, you got to tell him. Don't keep it to yourself. She's great. She's a ball buster. Brittany, the PA. She goes, if you don't tell him, you're going to die because you're bleeding. And this can happen with this type of issue. I go, yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, you can't like take a dump. And then I go, hey, hang on. I need to take a look at it. All right. So he goes, I will. Nick with a great comment, stool on the cabinets. That's a great point. If there's like, you know, where the cabinet that he gets the salt and pepper, it's red feces. I'm like, hey, are you bleeding out of your asshole? I noticed there's shit on the cabinet and it looks like fucking Dracula sneezed on here. God damn it. No, because if you're bleeding out of your asshole, emergency room, she said. She goes, don't wait for anything, just go. And you know what's interesting? The NFK's brother, Diana's brother too, my brother-in-law, David, who passed away, that put all of this in motion. When he was dying, he was bleeding out of his ass. So he may have had the, because he drank like a fish too. So we may have, I know for a fact that with David's passing and the NFK moving in with us, the amount of health issues that he was dealing with that left unattended would kill him are quite elaborate. And it seems like we have it all. We've done a pretty good job at restoring him to appropriate form so that he can live a healthy life. But goddamn. Branjo's here. Says, I just passed 6 months sober. I had to realize that at 43, it's not cool to have multiple drinks every night. Good for you. Whatever works. Might I suggest you looking up your local Serenity Club? If you need more specifics, please don't hesitate to email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I'm good for a conversation. I do not sponsor. But I have talked several people into actually taking the appropriate steps. I was a huge failure at sponsoring people. It's not easy work. The problem was for me, whenever I'd sponsor someone, it would affect my serenity because the person I was sponsoring wasn't fully committed to their sobriety. That became an issue. Chris writes, Eric loves to be a sponsor too. Oh, God. Fuck that. Fuck that and fuck you. Find your own fucking sponsor. Find your own sponsor, you drunk fuck. Blue Ghost 2021 is here. Dang, it took me getting hurt in the gym yesterday to finally be able to catch your stream. Keep up the good work, Zane. Are you telling me after almost 6 years, this is your first time here? You fuck. Becca Shea says, my uncle died of cirrhosis. He was only 48. Ugh, God. Nick says, good job to Branjo. I'm just hitting 30 days. Nick says, that's for alcoholics. I just drank too much, he says.
All right.
There is a spot on Reddit, lowercase r/stop drinking. Chris says is super helpful as well. Sometimes that's all you need is like-minded souls talking about what they've been through. So that actually sounds like a fantastic place to just hang out and chat. I see Kenny is hard at work. He's tipped me off that he has another clip that he's made from this very show. He has a proclivity to pay attention to what I'm saying on here. To pull out clips that would be fun to listen to out of context. Let's take a look at what he's going with today. That's not right. Okay, no, I suck at this. I am so bad at this. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be successful. I don't think that's right. I've been struggling with getting this thing to work for the longest damn time. I think I got it now, but damn, what a pain in the ass. Here you go. This is Kenny's handiwork.
The dog, she's holding it. Oh, this fucking dog is fucking clean. Oh my God. Fuck you. Oh my God. I love you, puppy.
This is described as Ashley dog washing ordeal in a nutshell.
Dog is fucking clean. Oh my God. Fuck you. Oh my God. I love you, puppy. Fuck off.
She puts the dog down. The dog goes walking to the parking lot. It's soaking wet. That's at about the time that it started to run up to me. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I just gave the dog a bath. It's fine. I did everyone a favor by watching the dog. Oh my God. Fuck shit. Oh my God.
Thank you, Kenny. So stupid. I appreciate that. Jimmy says there is a great book title called How to Quit Drinking Without AA in case AA isn't working for you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Branjo says I have an insane replacement drink that scratches my cocktail itch. Seltzer water, diet tonic water, and a couple dashes of bitters. It's insane. I admit it. Corey says, I made a clip a while ago called Zane has a special relationship with his dogs. Oh, really? I don't know if I saw that one. Okay, I see it now. Maybe we should check that one out, too. Thank you for the tip, Corey. Hey, that I have sex with all three of these dogs every day. That I have sex with all three of these dogs every day. Little choppy. You got me like mid-sentence at the beginning of it. Kenny is a superior editor of these, it appears. I'm not sure what this one is. It says, hard to defend that. Not out of context.
I've never beaten a kid.
Okay, we're not going to play that. Yeah, I'm trying to distance myself from that. Kenny says, to be fair, Twitch doesn't let you tweak it very much. Note to self. Don't play those without previewing them first. Yesterday was a first for me in a long, long time. I had a little time, which is rare. And I said, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to do some strength training. Every day that I don't lift any weights, I'm further down the rabbit hole of desperate. Now, I know enough to start slow, but I didn't realize how slow I have to start. Okay, so, you know, there's different ways you can do your push-ups. And I have gotten so profusely out of shape that at a time, what I was able to accomplish, I used to do push-ups with those little handles that you put on the ground so you can get extra deep on your push-ups during the P90X days. It was only half dozen years or so ago that I would do that, maybe a little bit more. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to lay on the ground and just do a regular push-up, belly down, without those stands, you know? And after doing one, I went, I am not going to be able to do enough, and I'm going to be completely exhausted way too soon. Back in the day, they used to call these girl push-ups, where you, like, keep your knees and legs on the ground and you just push up, you know, your torso. However, that was too much. I am at a point where I'm standing up and I lean on the wall at like a 20 degree angle, bring my weight down and push up off the wall. I do that 10 times and I could feel things shaking in my titties. I'm like, oh my God, I'm that fucked up. I did that 3 times. I was able to get 10, 3 times done. And I said, I need to stop. No more. Today, I feel like I bench pressed 5,000 pounds. And it's only, you know, a little bit more than 12 hours after. It's 14 hours after, 15 hours after. Chris says it feels great, doesn't it? It is a good feeling knowing that something happened. That soreness tells me something positive happened. Now, I'm not over sore where I can't do shit. This was a good move by me. To start out that basic. Purely a weight-bearing exercise. Then I went ahead and I did lunges. And by the time I got done, I just did the same thing. Set of 10, switch legs, set of 10. Did that 3 times. After that, I decided to go, like, take the dogs just to go potty. And it was like I just finished a triathlon. Completely fucked up. Corey says, can you do one pull-up? I don't know. Did not try. And I think that that would be way too much work. That would be risky for me at this point. Being that I haven't done any movements like that for my lats. And if the first thing I did was give it the challenge of pulling my fat ass up, that could rip something. So I'm going to start out that body part, the back, which I didn't hit at all yesterday by, you know, I got those fucking Jane Fonda bands. Those, like, it's like hospital tubing with like a handle on it. Oh, yeah. I'm starting with that shit. Nick writes, Mr. 10 is now Mr. 1.0. No, I think it's 0.10. There was a time during the P90X days where you would do a pull-up, and you probably do, like, in this particular workout on P90X. I don't remember. It's been so long. During the course of the workout, maybe 6, 8, 9 different sets of various types of pull-ups. And there was one where you would pull yourself up, and while you're up, you would shift one way, shift another way, back to the center, and then lower yourself down. I'm like, no problem. Holy fuck. Being that jacked made me look impressively gay. I was like a hairless, jacked twink. The level at which is unheard of. I need to find those pictures somewhere and show you exactly how jacked I was. Let's see. This computer. This PC. wonder if I can get this now. P90X. Search. Now, I can probably find these and guarantee that I'll have them for you at a later time, but I don't think I have the time or the patience right now to be able to look for them. You like put the search function in and then it says working on it. And then you come back an hour later and it has it. Now, if I'm able to get them to pop up, I'll definitely show them to you. They're just still pictures. Completely ripped. Jacked. Like the type of jacked that any gay dude would pound his pud to it, or a chick. Male or female, easy, I was total beat off material. Without a doubt. Not so anymore. My jello tits are hurting today. I want to thank the audience on Facebook and YouTube for being here. I'm going to send you on your way, and it's unfortunate for you that you can't see what I'm about to share with you next. It is a clip from the film Blood Moon 2 that we will be reviewing on the Patreon, Ben and Eric Patreon podcast on Wednesday. If you want the rest of it, like if you want to see me reviewing Blood Moon, the first clip right here, you have to go to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. So I'm going to dump you off Facebook or YouTube. Immediately go to Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the app on your mobile device and search Eric Zane Live. The audio podcast of this show is available wherever you download shows. My Patreon is free. So if you want to join us on Wednesday for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Kevin writes, Blood Moob 2, Electric Boogaloo. Join me for free 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Send me an email on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Facebook and Twitch, brought to you as always by my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage is working hard for your old pal EZ as we speak. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. And it doesn't matter where you are in the audience. If you're in Michigan, great. If you're somewhere else, that's fine too. Mario is number one throughout the country for a reason. 231-332-6505, NMLS number 3035. At the EZ household, the house is 27 years old, and as of 2 weeks ago, the 20-year roof was 27 years old. It needed to be replaced. Pooh Bear and I went with Werner Roofing, and that's who I want you to reach out to get your estimate. In fact, go ahead and get a few estimates. That's what we did. And all of them were very nice, very kind, very fair, but something about Werner Roofing made us go with them. You'll see the difference yourself. W-E-R. That's W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. You can click on them in the show notes. It'll take you right to their webpage on the audio podcast. Or you can call them at 616-844-5382. 616-844-5382. Werner Roofing, they also do metal roofs. They do siding. They do gutters. all at WernerRoofing.com. Blood Moon 2. I started to review Blood Moon 2 yesterday, getting ready for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I do have some news about it. I have reviewed material right now about the first not even 10 minutes of this film. So I am not quite one quarter into it. And I have enough material to last me, my estimate is about 30 or 40 minutes of review. So I'm assessing this and I'm like, I think I'm going to need more time in order to appropriately review Blood Moon the way I want to. Because I like to really get intricate, and the problem is I'm going literally scene by scene. The only way to do this is to clip the entire movie. And because of the content that's on the movie, it's all very clippable, and I have a comment about every fucking thing about this movie. From the opening score made by Paul Carty to the very ending scene. Nick says, we need a special watch party where we can MST3000 chime in. Well, that's what I'm telling you. Like on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, that's what we're going to be doing. So I'll make a joke or I'll make a comment, and then you're free to make a comment. But my point is, we would be there for about 6 hours if I did it all in one sitting. So I think I'm going to have to do this over several weeks. You know, we don't have enough hours in the day to get to it all. And there's a lot to process. So the way I think this is going to go is on Wednesdays, Big Fraud Wednesday, we'll do Who Are These Free Beers per usual. And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast featuring the beginning of my review of Blood Moon. That's all I can do. For example, the film starts, and we're finishing up the opening song, which I have a whole take on the opening musical score. And then it dissolves into the face of what I think is the villain in the film. And it appears in this clip that the villain is stalking some lady who I think appeared in the first film. I don't know. You'll figure it out as we go. I know I am, slowly. But the problem is, I mean, this is the very first scene. And these fucking idiots, they're not paying attention to the continuity when it comes to the editing of this film. And this is what I'm talking about. Because bad guy is stalking this chick, except there's certain things in the background that tell us that they're not moving while they're walking and, in fact, going backwards into time. You'll see what I mean here in this clip.
There's a bad moon on the rise.
All right. There's the moon. And then this is bad guy. He's walking while this horrible version of Bad Moon Rising is playing. In fact, let me back it up so you can get a little bit more of how out of place this stupid song.
Take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Okay, Here's bad guy. You look in the background, fire hydrant, car, he's taking a walk.
Hurricanes blowing.
He's holding a Charlie Brown doll. Put a pin in that. What's going on there? Woman with the clapper saying, action. I think that'll be explained later.
Coming soon.
But that same chick is being followed. That's her in front of bad guy here. Okay, now here she notices he's behind him. But problem, continuity issue. She's in the exact same spot as bad guy because here's fire hydrant. Here's a fucking car. All right, here you are. 10 seconds into this goddamn movie. And it's already fucked up. Because here he is. And then, wait a minute. You jump ahead. She's actually closer to the fire hydrant than he is. But they're both walking. So how could that possibly be?
And I feel rivers overflowing.
Okay, here he's walking still. She's walking. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now they're a little bit further away from the fire hydrant and the white car. Put a pin in that.
We don't have to do this tonight if you don't want it. We can do it another night.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what that is. I think that means sounds like a porno shoot.
Don't tonight. That's fine.
Okay, she's back to the same spot. Fire hydrant, car, looking over his shoulder. And now he's back. Okay, there's a fire hydrant. There's a car. But look, no, now he's back. Wait a minute. He went past the house, and now he's back to the fire hydrant in the car. You see, this is basic shit, you fucking idiots. It doesn't work. It's all fucked up. That's very confusing. You see, it's the type of thing that you notice when it's not right, but if it's right, you won't notice it. Now, I don't make movies for a living. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. But how can you possibly let that happen in the first place? God damn it, Paul! Jeez. Nick says, this song version is great. Who sings it? Who is that? Nate says, LOL, it's perfect. Kenny says, that's a regular moon. Why isn't it blood red? Branjo says, it says moon, it's perfect. How many people in this neighborhood called the cops while that scene was being shot, I wonder? Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. That's Paul's brother, Mike, singing. He sings fine. Whatever. I don't care, I guess. I mean, the problem with the continuity with rapist going, you know, stalking the chick, moving back and forth through time down the street is a bigger problem than the song, but the song is fucked up, in my opinion too. Jimmy, I'm just scratching the surface here. I have let's see, a grand total right now: 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 clips, and I'm still on the scene where Paul just had his nightmare. Now that's what? Because you got that scene where they're walking down the street. The next scene is the people in the house watching Blood Moon 1 and Paul breaking the news to them that, hey, big announcement, family, as they're all clapping. He says, look, I got good news. Jimmy and I are making Blood Moon 2, and it's going to be a documentary and you're all in it. And they go, yay. And then fast forward, Paul's laying in bed and he has a bad dream. That's as far as I've gotten. Jimmy says, all I did was the special effects makeup. That's not true. You're featured in it. What are you talking about? The next clip is after Paul's nap or dream in bed is you. You're one of the stars, you fucking idiot. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to break this whole fucking thing down. And it's going to be hysterical. I can't wait to play this for Ben. Chris says, thrift shop Lifetime movie. Jimmy says, Paul wrote the thing. Well, I know. You guys are both combined, have like half a brain cell. Word on the street is that Paul is going to be with us. And I said to Jimmy, I go, Jimmy, I'm going to rip this movie a new asshole. Is it? I mean, are you sure Paul is going to be okay with this? And he's like, first he said, no, what do you mean? This is a great movie. I mean, it's going to be brutal. And you got to, after the we do it, like I said, there's no way I'm getting through the whole movie on Wednesday. It's up to him if he wants to come back. If he might, it's too much of a pain in the ass. I'm totally fine. This is all open-ended. But this treatment of the film, I think, is going to serve us better than just rolling it, because I've worked extra hard on the edits, and I've done my own Who Are These Podcasts type of editing on it, and you're going to love it. You're going to love what I mean, you would love it if it was just us playing it and talking about it. You're still going to be able to see it, but there's a couple other elements to it that require special attention, if you will. So if you are not on Patreon, I can't stress this enough. 7 days free. Okay, so that means if you do it today, in a week, it will expire. Sign up for 7 days free with a payment option. All right. And then you cancel it right after. So on my end, it'll show up that John Doe signed up for 7 days free. And then it'll say right after it, they canceled it. That way I know that message is getting to you. Easy. Why would you tell them to cancel it? Because they get the 7 days free even if they cancel it. Then at the end of the 7 days, it won't inadvertently charge you if you don't want to keep it. I want it to be a true free trial. And then you're like, well, yeah, but what if they like it? Yeah, well, then you just go back, enable your card, and I'll charge you $5 or $10 a month based on what type of membership you want. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live stream. Like, I see this right now. I just got this from Marcy. She went with the $5 option. I appreciate that, Marcy. But you're going to want to upgrade that to $10 because of Wednesday. I don't even give a shit if you upgrade it to $10 and then downgrade it after. You got to see this shit. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly Stewart and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.